We present Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. Pursued by a bear.
Spangles and Tights, theatrical costumiers and wig makers. Desmond Doyle speaking.
Hello, Mr. Doyle. I'm ringing on behalf of the Drumcondra Musical Tennis and Cycling Club.
Sister Accumulata.
That's right.
I'd know your voice anywhere, sister. Still teaching the elocution.
Oh, I'll go on doing that like drop.
She'll never do that, sister. Let me guess now. You're doing a panto.
Red Riding Hood in the Little Brothers of St. Vitus Hall.
Indefatigable, that's what you are, sister. I'll take a note of the costumes in me little ledger. Where is it? Here it is.
10 gypsy brigands.
Brigands.
A dozen of moonbeam fairies.
Moonbeam what?
Fairies.
Excuse me, I can't hear with the noise of that. Violet, will you switch off that friggin' sewing machine? Violet, it's that nun in the community school in Drumcondra with a big order for costumes. Will you give us a break?
Hump that and hump off.
I was just speaking to Violetta, my assistant in the mantles and gowns department, sister. She's creating a gorgeous new frock for Dame Judy Dench to wear, presenting the talent awards at the Swindon Leisure Centre. Now, at the Moonbeam Fairies.
And Red Riding Hood, and the Wolf and Queen Victoria.
Oh, I'm not sure about the wolf, sister, but I'll ask Violetta if we have one left. Violet! Is there a wolf in the stockroom?
Hump.
Hello, sister. Violetta says we've no wolves at present, but I know we have a burr.
A bear?
That's right, a burr. All we have to do would be to change his tail.
His tail?
Should then no one know the difference?
Oh.
A brown burr, not a polar burr. But if you wanted a polar burr, I know Violetta'd be delighted to dye it white.
Hump.
There won't be any delay.
Oh, no, sister. We've got everything in stock. Mr. McNamara will deliver the lot in two hampers. Oh, and sister, you know we do wigs and beards.
We won't be needing wigs. They're all in hoods and wimples.
And moustaches. If you need a false moustache, sister, Violetta will style it specially.
I've got
one there with that. What did you say?
Oh, nothing, sister. And good luck for the show. I'm sure it'll be only gorgeous. Goodbye, sister. Violet, will you get that joke a rest? It's gone through me head.
I can't stop. I'm manacled to it.
What's the rush?
I have to repair Marvello the magician's cloak for 7:40. The knife that weren't supposed to go through it has cut it up into flithers.
Merciful hour.
Flithers. Some smart fella invited up out of the audience to use his own flick knife.
And what happened to Marvello?
They're letting him out of the hospital at tea time.
I told him, I emphasised to him that he should never, never accept an engagement in the Father Matthew Hall. Can't you get Anthony to finish that song for you?
Anthony? Sure, he only has to look sideways at this machine and it goes bananas.
I'll tell him to get a new one, second hand.
Anthony, are you mad? He'll come back with some kind of computerized gadget, all beeps and flashing lights. Oh, and listen here to me, you. Will you stop calling me my assistant Violetta? Every dog on the street knows I'm your sister and my name's Violet. God, where's my pin cushion?
I've told you a million times. Violetta is class.
Well, let me handle it, little girl. The big pink pin cushion with the picture of Torremolino.
Violet is like someone living in a corporation estate.
And isn't that where we live? Oh, I wonder, did it fall behind the cutting table?
Well, no one needs to know we live out in Drimna. This studio is downtown. It's city centre. And the new paint has got rid of the smell on the landing.
Purple. What got into you to pick purple? The fitting room looks like a harem in the Casbah. Where is it?
Sit down and don't be complaining.
I'm not complaining.
What?
I found me pincushion. Hump.
I know, give it a good push.
I didn't know it was you. The noise of this thing.
I'm after shouting up at you from the street for the last half hour.
Why didn't you come up?
I didn't fancy lugging that wicker skip up the stairs to find the door locked and me van on a double yellow line.
Why would it be locked?
Isn't it often locked? With himself taking a lie down for his nerves up in the attic amongst the military uniforms, and you attending to a client in the little room for the electrification, like, you know.
Electrolysis. And if it wasn't for the electrolysis, we'd be out of business.
Is the business not going too well?
Well, it is and it isn't. We need to put our prices up for the costume hire, but we can't put them up because no one would pay. And as it is, half the costumes never gets returned.
Sure enough, the skips is always lighter coming back than going out.
Evita in Grange Gorman owes us £40, and if you see half a dozen pirates walking the quays of Cork, you may be sure they didn't pick up their outfits in Penzance.
I was looking for a word with you about that too, like, you know.
The pirates?
The money. Desi hasn't paid me for 3 deliveries to the Gaiety Theatre, a collection from the Olympia, and a 15-mile run out to Dunshaughlin, and that's another thing. He didn't give me directions to find the hall. I had to scare half the county meet like him on a tin shed with the banner saying, Annie, get your gun. Because, well, if me name had been Annie, I'd have shot a lot of them.
I'll hunt a lot of them, though.
Will he pay me tonight?
How would I know?
Well, I was thinking of taking you out to Ballyboden in the van for a few scoops.
And after?
Well, whatever you like, you know.
Oh, I'll think about it.
But I haven't a tosser. Will you speak to him?
I'll speak to him for all the good it'll do. Oh, that'll be me client for the electrolysis.
Tell us, what is it you do to them, like, you know?
Electrolysis? I am an artiste in hair.
Wigs, is it?
I'd say it's nearer to your line of country.
Deliveries?
No, removals.
Spangles and Tights, Desmond Doyle speaking.
Hornibrook here. Gaiety Theatre.
Oh, Mr. Hornibrook, you'll be looking for Violetta, but she's in an important meeting with the gentleman from the Grand Opera Company.
I'm speaking for the Grand Opera Company.
Then she must be with someone from the ballet.
Mr. Doyle, I want a quick job.
I beg your pardon.
We need a costume at once.
A speedy delivery, I'd prefer to call it. Where's me little measure?
We're doing Carmen tonight, and the Toreador left his outfit behind at Stansted.
Singers are always doing that. If they'd only wear their costumes, it'd never happen.
One scarlet Toreador suit with jeweled epaulettes.
Epaulettes.
A black velvet hat with ostrich plumes.
Plumes.
And gold braid all down the leggings.
Leggings.
Can you supply?
Oh, yes, Mr. Hornibrook. I can see the boxes on the top shelf, yes. They're all labelled Toreador, La Tosca, La Traviata, and La Tornado.
Tornado? That's a kind of steak.
Oh, no, the Princess Tornado. La, 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 la.
That's Turandot.
Oh, in the real Italian, it's Tornado. I'm very strong on my pronunciations. I was in the chorus once myself, under Sir Malcolm.
Can we count on you?
Oh, Mr. McNamara is always punctual. He'll deliver the costume long before the overture in his express van.
Yes, well, I'm so grateful, Mr. Doyle. Goodbye.
Him and his Tornado steaks.
Hiya, Desi. How's it going?
Oh, Anthony. At last. I was wondering where you're dodging me.
I was fixing up a word processor for Mr. Pong Wu of the Chipper in Parnell Street.
You're not supposed to be doing mixers for other firms. What have you got there in the box?
It's a second-hand, excellent computer I got for us to use here.
Suppose it fell off the back of a lorry.
Oh, no. That'd damage the memory bank. A computer's a very delicate instrument. You've got to respect it, like you'd respect a person.
Respect who are you?
It's to replace that old ledger. I plug it in here with a sewing machine.
My little ledger's irreplaceable. I've had that little ledger since the day I decided to close down the College of Ballet in Kimmage. After that little, upset with the daddy of the new Nijinsky. It was the first item of equipment I bought for this office.
Yeah, but look at the mess it gets you into. It's putrid.
What mess?
Like the time you wrote down one Marlena Dietrich outfit and you gave it to Mr. Mack to take to the Dublin Shakespeare Society instead of the Men's Sodality Glee Club where it was wanted. And all the times you forgot to write down the price.
That's why you never get paid.
But I could, any person could, forget to write down the price on that machine as well.
Ah, that's where you're wrong. When you enter in any item under orders, here, O-R-D-E-R-S, a message comes up saying, what price? There it is. And you key in a tenner, there, L-1-O, and you're on. And when the time comes for payment, you key in R-E-C-A-L-L, and when you've been paid, you key in P-A-I-D.
Paid? There won't be many beeps coming for that.
There will, man. That old ledger doesn't remind you to send out the invoices.
I'd never be comfortable with that thing, sitting there on the desk looking at me and beeping at me to tell me when to go to the toilet. Here, give us a hand to take down that cardboard box. No, the Toreador. Yeah. God, all the dust. Oh, I suppose I'd better take a look at it before sending it round. Look at the froggin's all gone off the pants.
If you'd had the computer and logged in that the froggin was gone, it'd have reminded you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't examine the costume when it was returned, so I didn't know the froggin was gone, so I couldn't have logged it into the computer, even if we did have a computer, which we didn't. Look, would you ever sew two new pieces of froggin down the seam like a good fella?
I can't work that manky sewing machine.
Can't you hand stitch it? No, there's no time. It's wanted at the Gaisy in 2 hours. There's no froggin' in the drawer. You can use a bit of tinsel.
Where's Violet? Can't she sew?
Violet's inside in the room, wrestling with the bristles on some alderman's nostrils. Look, take this staple gun and staple the tinsel all the way down the inside leg. It's a big theatre. No one notices beyond the orchestra pit.
That's not part of my job. Stapling tinsel to a fella's pants.
It's a small firm, you know. Everyone has to pull together.
I was taken on to improve the efficiency of the office, and you won't even let me put the information into the computer.
Oh, very well, Dotty. Please yourself. You put the information into the computer, I'll take control of the emergency, as always. And when you have that done, you can go through the files and find out who owes us money. Because if you don't, you get no sausage for your tea.
I'll transfer all the orders from the ledger into the computer.
Oh, whatever you like. I'm going upstairs to get a cold compress for my head. Because it's all go. Go, go, go. Then I'll deal with this. The crease. Calmly and efficiency. Listen. If Sister Accumulator from the Pantry at St. Vitus Hall rings, tell her the bird's on the way.
The bird?
Yeah, the wolf's on the study. Come in. Give it a good push.
I know to give it a good push.
Oh, I thought you were the man from the takeaway.
Where's her son?
My sister's gone over to Cribbins for a meet or a gimp. And I forgot to tell her to get the length of two legs of frogging. My head's in a whirl with all the orders coming in. It's all go, go, go here, Mr. Mac.
Business doing well, eh?
Oh, I'm thinking of expanding the course of threes and the tight.
Well, then, so you'll be able to pay me for three deliveries and a run round to the county meet. Here's the doctor.
I said we were expanding. I didn't say we were rolling. I'm afraid you'll have to wait till Sister Accumulator settles her account.
Should that be an old god's time?
Oh, you said it, Mr. Mac. You said it. I hate these steam irons. You never know when they're going to backfire on you.
Can you give us an advance, like you know?
Do you know how much is in that tin? £11.10 and a Lithuanian lottery.
Give us a land of a tenner, then.
You're in a terrible hurry.
We promised to take her out for the evening. Boiler.
You needn't say the name. I know who you mean.
You know what women is like.
The report, not from experience. Here's the tenner, then. And it's me last.
You're a new old gem, Jessie.
Mm.
And it's not true what they're always saying about you.
What are they saying?
Oh, I couldn't be telling you that. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You will not. You'll see me at 6:30 tonight. There's the delivery to the St. Vitus Hall, and this Toreador suit I'm pressing has to go to the Gaisy for the opera.
Beaches.
Oh, indeed. And another thing. When you're leaving my sister home tonight, I want no banging of doors and revving of engines out on the street.
Oh, we'll get myself a new set of silencers. Or better still, a Rolls Royce. I can manage that easy enough for the wages you give me. See ya!
What kind of a house will the neighbours think I'm keeping with people like that coming and going in the middle of the night? No taste. No education. Where's that iron? Oh, God, I'm scalded!
And they were having a sale of accessories, so I bought a big bag of brass buttons.
Every drawer in this place is rattling with brass buttons.
There's a film being made about De Valera or Brian Boru or somebody, and we might get to do the uniforms. There's a terrible smell in here.
Well, don't be looking at me.
Something's burning.
Oh, got the iron. Pull the plug out of the wall. Look at... Burdened through the feet.
What is it?
The Toreador's pants.
Couldn't you have stood the iron on its end or switched it off?
I was called down to the phone. A priest in Cork putting on an amateur production of The Phantom of the Opera House wouldn't stop talking. Slipped me mind and then... Can you put a patch on it?
We've none of that scarlet satin left.
Oh, what'll I do then? Oh, this is a real crease.
Give him the khaki pants from the Desert Song. There's the box on the second shelf.
I hope to God there's frogging on them. Toreadors always have frogging. Not having the frogging is what gives them away. Oh, there is.
The Foreign Legion has frogging too.
I know, but as long as there's frogging, they won't notice the pants doesn't match the top.
Them pants was never used.
How do you know?
The tacking's still on the bottoms.
Oh, I must cut that before I forget. Where's the scissors? Where did I put down the scissors? Oh my God, you can leave nothing out of your hands.
You should get Anthony to computerise them.
What do you mean by that?
They'd be bleeping wherever they were and you'd find them. Well, I'll be gone now.
Where are you going?
Where do you think? At 5:30.
Home. All those long drawers still to be dyed pink for naughty Marietta.
Hump the long drawers. I'll do them in the morning.
Well, you're in a great hurry.
I am going out for the evening.
I don't know what you're seeing them.
Why would you?
He's twice your age.
He is not. He's only 6 years older than me. He's 55.
Where are you meeting him?
On the steps of the Central Bank.
And you're going all the way out to Drimna and back again into town on the 22 bus.
I have to put on something suitable and do me face.
Sure, you never notice your face.
He notices more than you think.
And you're leaving me to pack all the stuff at the St. Vitus Hall and the Gaiety Theatre.
Can't Anthony help you? It'll only take 10 minutes. I'll feed the tortoise in case you're late.
Late.
No, sir. It's after office hours. Miss Doyle has gone home.
I posted it in Ballyhadderine last Friday. She must have got it by now.
What was in the packet, sir?
An appliance.
What kind of an appliance?
An appliance... of a personal nature.
You must have got the wrong number, sir. Miss Doyle wouldn't be into that.
But she is.
What can I do for you, then?
It's a thing I can't discuss. It's confidential.
Hold on a minute. I transferred all the items from the ledger to the computer. It might be in there. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Desi!
What?
There was some dude on the phone from Offaly. Said he sent Violet a packet, but he wouldn't say what was in it. And he's after hanging up with me.
Ah, that's me, Mr. Clancy. Ambassador designate to the United Nations. Very touchy about his wig. Sends it to Boyle to have it teased out now and again. But he'd die if he thought anyone knew his hair wasn't real.
And how does he do without it? When she's fixing it up?
Oh, I suppose he stays in bed. And with that bald head shining round the room, he'd have no need of a reading lamp. But for that again, when he does be wearing the wig, it looks like a black crow roosting on a pillar. It's one of those cheap things you're right away for. Siobhan could have made up a far better one for him herself.
Clossy, is it? I'll get his particulars here in the computer. CLOHESSY. Yeah. One black toupee. There was no charge given, so I put in £8.
Is there no price given in the little ledger?
That's what I'm always saying. You never bother to write down the price, so then you forget to charge.
And I can't see myself learning that thing. Did you copy everything from the ledger into it?
Except for a few old numbers and scribbles on the back page that I couldn't make out.
Well, I'm glad you left them alone. They're personal. I'd hate to think of someone in San Francisco reading all my private phone numbers off of the internet. Where did you put the ledger?
Here, what do you mean?
Where did you leave it down when you'd finished transferring the orders?
I didn't leave it down. I threw it out.
What?
Threw it out. There's no need for it now.
I don't believe what I'm hearing.
It's all in the computer.
It's not all in the computer. And you only after telling me you left out the notes on the back page.
Only out scribbles.
Scribbles? Those were my contacts.
Sure, you can make a new list of them.
Am I a fool? Am I an idiot?
I don't know.
When I took you off of the street, you'd nothing. When I placed an opportunity in front of you to develop this business, I think I must have been a stray in the head.
But you need to make use of the new technology.
Technology, me elbow. I happen to know you never finished that course in electronics.
I never said I finished it.
You were thrown out.
I was not.
You were thrown out and you're nothing, only a spoofer.
Did you ever look at yourself in the mirror?
What do you mean?
Talk about that man's wig looking like a crow. Your own's like a jackdaw.
Oh.
And it's no use trying to adjust it, because it doesn't fit.
Oh, this is too much. Oh, where did I leave me green tablet? Hello, Spangles and Tights. A snake in the grass, that's what you are.
Excuse me? Is that you, Mr. Doyle?
Oh, it's you, Sister Accumulator.
We're waiting for the Red Riding Hood costumes, Mr. Doyle. The members of the troop are getting very anxious.
I'm sure Mr. McNamara on his way over now with them, sister. The brigands.
And the fairies.
And Red Riding Hood. A wolf in sheep's clothing, that's what you are.
Who is?
Oh, not you, sister. I'm not sending over sheep or a snake either. No, it's an order for another panto. We're sending you the brown burr. Isn't that it?
If it doesn't arrive in time, we can't pay you, Mr. Doyle.
Oh, no, everything will be wonderful, sister. No, you're just having a dose of first night nerves. Very natural in an artistic person. Bye. Artistic, what am I saying? All she's interested in is the money like the rest of you.
Where's the scripts for the same point as all? Ah, here we are, Tom.
How's it going, Mr. Mac?
Is there something wrong?
No, nothing wrong. Just my nerves and a rising spurtle of jangles. Everything's packed up, sitting out there on the landing. And here's the parcel with the Toreador costume for the Gacy.
Look, I'll take the two skips over to St. Boyle's. If you'll tell Viola I'll be half an hour late picking her up on the steps of the Central Bank. But I'm not going to drive to the Gaiety in the rush here and get me van towed away for causing enough disruption. Good luck.
I suppose I'll have to go to the Gaiety myself and leave the premises unattended. What happens then if someone comes looking for me to dress a new production at Lammers Night? Would that computer take the order?
Okay, cool it. I'll leave the suit round to the Gaiety.
Aunt Nia, change your heart, but you'll have to run.
Just tell me what I have to do.
Go down the lane at the back and knock on the stage door. When it's opened, say you have this Toreador suit for the Toreador. He'll probably be standing in his dressing gown waiting to go on. There'll be a dresser with him. Hand the parcel to the dresser, and if the band's playing his number, give the dresser a hand to get him into the costume quick. And be sure to get the receipt when you've done that.
No bother. It's all in the computer.
And I'll have a lovely big dish of tutti frutti for you out in Trinda. If I can find the money for the takeaway.
The light on from the street, and I wondered were you still here.
I fell asleep over the cutting table. I've had a dreadful day.
Ah, hump that. No worse than any working day.
I thought you were going out.
I have been standing on the steps of the Central Bank for the last hour, with the traffic roaring by and my eyes peeled for the blue van. Not a sign of it. So I walked up George's Street, hoping a 22 bus would catch up on me, and I seen the light on.
I phoned home to tell you he went over to St. Vitus's with an order, but you must have left.
I suppose he got caught in the traffic.
Viola! Viola! Are you up, Viola?
and no thanks to you.
Now, Sister Accumulata might have delayed him, getting him to unpack the skips. She's a terrible bully, but you have to go along with her. She's the school bursar as well as the producer of the banto.
Oh, I can tell you, I'm not going out to St. Vitus's again. It's a wonder I'm still alive. I'm sorry, Will.
Well?
Oh, they were all in a panic waiting to go on the stage. First of all, the wings fell off of the fairies, and they were trying to stick them back on with glue.
Those new invisible zips, they're not worth the money.
Then the hoop yokes and one of the dresses.
Queen Victoria.
Fell out with a clatter, and then a fellow who said he was a brigand was trying to get into a pair of khaki pants, but the legs of them were sewed up and he fell on his face and had to be taken away to the hospital with concussion.
It's so stupid. The khaki pants weren't for the brigand, they were for the... Oh, merciful hour.
Hey, is any of you dudes up there?
Oh, Anto, come on up and hear what I'm after calling through and Drumcondra.
Nothing to what's after happening to me at the gate. I went in the stage door and was brought to the wings. It was all dark, but there were lights on the stage, and they were all singing Here Comes the Toreador. Da 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 da. And your man was waiting in the shadows in a big long trench coat, which was all they could find. So, quick as a flash, I ripped the paper off the costume and we got him into it. That's your cue, yelled the stage manager, shoving him out onto the stage. And there was a big laugh from the audience, and the chorus got into kinks, and they had to stop singing.
Very unprofessional.
What was so funny they were all laughing?
When the Toreador walked out into the light, what was he dressed up as? Only a bear.
Well, to have bears in Spain, it's not all that unusual.
What did you do?
I ran, like I was being chased
by a bear.
I hope you waited for the receipt.
Receipt? That's another one we won't get paid for.
Well, you needn't look at me. Anyone could have mixed up the parcels. I was done off me feet all day, and no sympathy from anyone.
Desi, you'll have to get organised.
If you're going to keep the firm together.
And it wouldn't have happened if you'd logged it into the computer.
It was you were supposed to log in the friggin' froggin' for the brigand's leggin' from the little ledger.
Hump that.
That was Spangles and Tights by Christopher Fitzsimon. The part of Desi was played by David Kelly. Paulie McGlynn was Violet, Eugene O'Brien, Anthony, and Frank Kelly, Mr. Mac. Doreen Keogh was Sister Accumulata, Mark Mulholland, Mr. Hornybroke, and Derry Power, PJ Clossy. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was played by John Trotter, and the production was directed in Belfast by Roland Giacarello.